Get ready.
Woo. The whistle's got woo.
The cream rise to the top.
You're listening to the Sleeper King podcast, hosted by James Coe.
Now, did you guys see that George Pickens on Sunday night played 59% of the snaps on Sunday? A team with no receiver depth. Nothing. They are essentially benching their best receiver on darn near 40% of the plays. There's no other team in the NFL that would do this. I mean, not with this roster construction. You're talking about this is your best receiver. You don't have very much depth at all. So naturally, the question is, what is going on? Well, here's the thing. I dug in. I tracked every single Steelers offensive play from Sunday. And you would be surprised, but the answer is pretty simple, although the why to that answer is a little bit more complex. George Pickens didn't play on nearly half of the Steelers' run plays. He didn't play on nearly 40% of the passing plays either. That is bonkers. All right, let's dig into the why. Regardless of what Mike Tomlin is saying, it is, when you watch the film, it is blatantly obvious this team does not trust George Pickens 100% on run plays. Here's the thing. He did not play on 23 total snaps. Of those snaps, 100%, all of them were on one or two receiver sets. Now, if it's 11 personnel where you've got three wide receivers out there, yes, he will be out there. So why do I say this is a run trust issue? Because in two receiver sets, and especially on one receiver sets, this is a team that is indicating to you that they might be trying to run the ball here. The problem becomes if George Pickens is on the field on these quote-unquote run plays, well, he's not giving you great effort, man. Mike Tomlin came out and said, it's not about the effort. The effort, from what I've seen, is fine. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. When I went to go watch, I'm like, this dude is loafing out here on these run plays, man. Let me tell you. Now, here's the thing. You're saying to yourself, okay, well, they can't just take him out on run plays, and they don't. They take him out on pass plays too. This, when we're talking about one or two wide receiver sets, what is Pittsburgh trying to do? They're trying to sell you on the run. They're trying to indicate that, yeah, we might be running here, even if it's play action and they throw. That is why he wasn't in on nearly 40% of the passing plays, because they're passing out of two wide receiver sets. They're passing out of 12 and 13 personnel, just like they are running out of 11 personnel. So it's not as if they took him out on every single designed run play. No. This is about deception. And if I could quote Dodgeball, they know that you know that they know that George Pickens is not giving you maximum effort on these run plays, okay? So Pittsburgh's trying to sell run by showing you 12 and 13 personnel. Thus, they take Pickens off of the field to kind of sort of enhance that look. If Pickens is truly not on the field, oh shoot, maybe this might actually be a run play. So it helps you sell the run a lot more. And on top of that, man, they don't have to worry about Pickens not blocking or whatever it might be. So here's the thing. Out of 11 personnel, they did run 14 times with, again, George Pickens on the field. So what's happening here? Of those 14 run plays, as you can imagine, they run right and they run left, okay? Seven of those plays were on, George Pickens was on the play side, and then on seven of those plays, he was on the backside away from the play, so I'm not going to track effort on that one because I don't think that's fair to him. I don't think that's fair to any receiver, because I tell you what, you look at any receiver on the backside of a run play, they're not giving you maximum effort. Okay, fine. So how about on those plays where he is on the play side, where he actually does need to go out there and freaking block? If you're not blocking, another thing that you could do is you run your route full speed to sell the pass, when in actuality you're clearing out a defender to open up a running lane. Okay, are you running those routes at full speed? So of those seven plays, I'm trying to be as generous as possible.
He played full speed on two plays. On two of those seven plays, that's it. We're talking about less than 50%. That's not very good. That is not. And again, I just want to say I'm being generous here. Where you're saying if he's giving you even like 70% effort, I will mark that as giving full effort. Because in reality, he didn't give full effort on any of those plays. Full effort? No, he didn't give full effort on any of those plays. But again, I want to be fair to him because there's a lot of star receivers that do not give quote unquote full effort on these run plays. So that's the thing. So basically, again, he didn't play on 23 snaps. All 23 of those snaps came on, in 12 or 13 personnel where there's only one or two wide receivers in those formations. Now, let me be 100% clear here. He of 12 and 13 personnel, he did play on two of those snaps. So there was 25 total team snaps in 12 and 13 personnel. George Pickens played on two of those. But I think it's obvious there is a reason why they're taking him out of these plays. It's because they're trying to sell run, and it's easier to sell run when you've got a guy who everyone in the whole league knows is not trying on runs. Okay. I don't know. You guys tell me, is this Arthur Smith just again? He does this all the time. Is he galaxy braining this thing? Is he overthinking it? Is he just again, just, I don't, this was the problem in Atlanta. I don't know. I'm not giving any trust to Arthur Smith at this point, but maybe I'm just being too harsh. You guys let me know, man. Reach out on social media. Let me know what you think. Is Arthur Smith trying to galaxy brain this thing? Or because of the reasons I laid out where they're trying to quote unquote sell run, is this actually a smart move to sell the run better? Okay, the fantasy implications of this is what? If George Pickens is not on the field 90% of the time, his value will certainly be capped. I mean, forget about those run plays. Let's say he played on 0% of run plays and he played on 100% of designed pass plays. Okay, we're happy with that. But dude, he's playing on 60% of the passing plays. You cannot tell me that does not cap the amount of targets and yards and touchdowns that George Pickens is going to get. Man, that is tough. That is tough. Especially for a team that already is not throwing the ball a ton. That is not good. My point is, if you can sell Pickens, I probably would sell Pickens because we know Arthur Smith and he generally doesn't do the right thing and everyone could tell him he's wrong. He's still going to keep doing the wrong thing. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. So I can see George Pickens absolutely staying in this role where he only sees 60% of the pass plays, man. Here's the other thing. What about if George Pickens gets traded and now he is not the number one? We already saw this go down with Jahan Dotson in Washington and then in Philadelphia. He goes to Philadelphia. Mamadou cannot buy a target. Holy hell. If George Pickens goes to anywhere not Kansas City or Buffalo and he goes, even let's say he goes to Dallas, okay, what are we looking at? CeeDee Lamb's your number one. Jalen Tolbert has certainly earned some reps. Brandon Cooks is going to come back from IR. George Pickens may play himself out of a second contract. There's Las Vegas. Okay, let's say Las Vegas trades. Let's say Las Vegas trades Davante Adams. Now he goes to Las Vegas. Now he's playing with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. You think he's going to give maximum effort? I don't know, man. I'm not feeling that. I think that could be a problem. Although, to be honest with you, that Davante Adams trade could legitimately go down, which would be bad for everybody. I don't want to see Davante in freaking Pittsburgh, dude. I'm sorry, man. Anyways, whatever. There you go. The last piece of advice I would give in terms of fantasy content there would be Calvin Austin is certainly somebody you want to keep in mind. He's seeing a good amount of targets and a good amount of air yards, two volume metrics that we love here on the Sleeper King Football Podcast.